My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. I'm joined this week by my friends Logan and Lucille. Now, they are about to head out on the road. They're embarking on a 60-day international tour throughout the U.S., as well as France, Germany, and the U.K. And they, in honor of that lengthy, lengthy tour, are going to be releasing their first album here as a duo. They've got a kickoff show that's going to be on Saturday night over at 191 Tool. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. But first, live from Studio 2A, Logan and Lucille.
Thank you, Matt. We're going to be playing some stuff off of our older older albums. And then the second half of the set, we're going to get into some new stuff.
Yeah, so this first song is one of Logan's songs. We wrote albums separately before writing an album together, and so that's what we're doing. I just said the same thing he just said. Let's play music.
Yeah, we're ready. Cool, here we go.
Do you remember when we first met? Little girl, little girl, little girl, little girl, I recall I liked your jacket. Little boy, little boy, little boy, little boy, do you remember when you first moved in? We would play pool and you'd always let me win. Well, I barely had a clue back then. Little dreams, little dreams, little dreams, little dreams. Kittens running around the house. Little cats, little cats, little cats, little cats. Do you remember when my dog got out? A little lost, a little lost, a little lost, a little lost. Do you remember when your car broke down? I had to drive you to the other side of town every day so you could save enough to buy a motorcycle. Little bike, little bike, little bike, little bike. All right. That house,
little shack, little shack, little shack, little shack, little shack.
I said I loved you just as quiet as a mouse.
Little voice, little voice, little voice, little voice.
And I was happy and I knew you were too. It didn't take much, but it almost got us through. I guess that's just all you need with just a little love.
Little love, little love, little love, little love.
Talk to me.
Little noise, little noise, little noise, little noise.
We would argue, but we'd always take the plea.
Little fights, little fights, little fights, little fights.
And I haven't seen you in 2 years, maybe three. Now you're married and you didn't even tell me. Guess that's just how it is with so little love.
Little love, 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 love.
So little love.
Love, 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 love,
You said you weren't in love. I didn't have to ask with who, but I was still in love with you.
To listen, yeah, I'm sure your day was bad and so was mine. But I wanna hang out, I wanna chill, but I don't wanna hear about your problems, 'cause they're fine. Nothing happened, it's fine.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened, I was fine. It a lot. Well, I gotta clean it up, yeah, get it off my mind. So let's make a deal, you and me. We gotta turn around, yeah, leave it all behind. Nothing happens, it's fine.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
If I don't lose my voice by the end of the night, it'll be a miracle.
Logan has a bit of a cold. He's been coughing, so he might cough more.
Oh. Well, Logan, I'm very sorry to hear that because it's your birthday. You shouldn't have a cold on your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Logan.
Thank you, Matt.
How old are you? 100?
127.
127.
Minus 100.
Live in Studio 2A right now with Logan and Lucille. I want to thank you both for coming down. First time coming down as a duo.
First time for me at all.
First time,
cool.
Oh, it's great. Not Logan's first rodeo,
nope.
but happy to have you back.
I feel like I'm in the top 20 of most locals only.
Certainly,
top 20.
Oh, definitely top 20. Definitely
top 20.
Maybe even top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sometime get out the old spreadsheet and like try to tally who's in the front right now. But in any event, so you've got a couple festive occasions to celebrate in addition to your birthday. And on Saturday, you're going to be celebrating a couple of those momentous occasions. So tell us about what's going on in the world of Logan and Lucille.
Yeah, so we wrote and recorded an album in the last few months, I guess, since the beginning of the year. We've been working on it, and we should have it in by the end of the week. And then we will be selling these albums at our tour kickoff and CD release show at One
Fingers
on One
crossed.
Tool. Fingers crossed. We hopefully will be selling you CDs at our show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, you'll get them after your 2-month tour.
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst that could happen. So we're good.
So Saturday, 191 Tool, and you've got some other good bands joining on the bill as well, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the lineup. A local guy is opening up who I just found out about in March. His band name is World's Most Brother. Because, and he says it every time he plays, which has been like 3 shows so far.
Sure.
He says that he wants to be everybody's brother.
All right.
So he wants people to treat him like a brother and come up to him afterwards as if they were related.
Right
so
on.
That's why he's the World's Most Brother.
Very
that's
cool.
His band name. And then 2 out-of-towners, Katie Neely, who I've played with a few times in Las Cruces. He's a really great singer-songwriter. And Alabama Deathwalk, who I haven't seen yet, but he's from Texas, another songwriter. So pretty much a singer-songwriter night, because afterwards we've got Pat the Bunny playing of Ramshackle Glory and Johnny Hobo and all these other bands he's been in over the years. So I'm very excited to see his stuff, and he always brings some new songs that everybody falls in love with.
Yeah. So that's Saturday at 191 Tool. And will you be hitting the road the next day?
No, we're going to actually hit the road on the 20th. We have a show a day before our tour kickoff show in Mexico.
Yeah, so if you want to come down to Nogales on the 15th, we're playing at a place called Roots. And we're going to have our CDs there probably early. So,
that's very cool.
We played Nogales last year, and it was one of the best shows. It was seriously such an amazing show.
Wow.
And it was really funny. It was a stark contrast to playing in Vancouver earlier that year, and just like playing in Canada and then playing in Mexico. It was just like night and day. Like, the Canadians we played for, I think we just weren't their thing because they were very much like arms crossed, didn't buy any merch. One person gave us money because they felt bad for us and didn't want any merch. That's how poorly we went over there. And then we played Mexico, and we just about sold out of everything we brought, thinking it's going to be a show we've never played to a bunch of people. You know, we didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And it was amazing. So we're really excited to go back and play a show in Nogales on Friday.
Is that going to be at the same place that you played the first time you went through?
Actually, no. First time we played at a place called Kawa House, which is a cafe. But this one is real close to the border. It's just a short walk, a couple blocks. And it's a place called Roots, which I guess is a brand new spot for people who set up shows down there.
Cool. So are you playing with some bands that are from Nogales? Or are there any – what do you know about the rest of the bill?
Well – similar to last time, Lucy's my former coworker, Yvonne, set us up the show, and we don't know what's going to happen until we get there.
All right.
That's kind of like what it's been.
Play.
Like, we didn't even know where we were playing until a couple days ago, and we'd asked him for the show months ago.
So
there you go.
Right, yeah. So it is as spontaneous as ever,
right.
Playing in Nogales, but we're really excited. We've met a lot of cool people there, so.
Cool. So I guess this is a fitting start to a tour that's going to take you not only all over the country, but all across Europe as well. You'll be out for, 60 days, something like that?
Yeah, the whole tour, 60-ish days. And
2 weeks in Europe, and we're going all over Europe. We're going to be in the UK, France, Germany, the Netherlands. We're going to go up to Scotland. That'll be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild adventure because neither of us have not only never played in Europe, but never been to Europe.
I've never even been more east than Albuquerque, so yeah. I'm a little like...
Everything is going to be new. Wow. From day two of our tour, everything will be new to Lucy.
That is
until,
so exciting.
Until like day 57, where she plays in a couple cities she's been to before. So Lucy has a lot to see in the U.S. and Europe.
Well, you'll be well-traveled by the end of this.
Yeah.
Logan, you've logged as many miles on the road as just about anybody in town over the last several years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've definitely you've done the whole U.S. circuit. What's different now about booking a tour that's got a European component?
Well, that was really interesting for me because I know a lot of cool DIY people who do what I do in America, mm-hmm. play the same shows, have the same contacts,
yeah.
and they've all played Europe. And so I asked them, I'm like, how do I play Europe? And they're like, oh, you hire a booking agent. But I didn't know that until after I'd like set up the dates and bought our plane tickets because I was like, well, it'll be easy. I have all these friends who've done it before.
Sure.
And they're like, no, you gotta hire somebody. Nobody knows any contacts over there.
Long story short, we didn't do that.
Yeah, we didn't know. So we tried to book these dates ourselves. And we started 5 months out, and that was not enough time. But
wow.
we have them all booked. We have a couple off days just to hang out because
sure.
why not?
Yeah.
But we have all the dates booked. A bunch of really rad people are helping us out, and we're excited to meet them all
yeah.
in their various languages and places.
So cool. So before we get into our next set, if somebody wants to be able to pick up a copy of the album or download a copy of the album, they can't make it out to Saturday, what's the best place on the web to find your music?
I'd say the most accessible and memorable is dietpoprecords.com because mm-hmm. that one's just easy enough. But if you really want to get Google friendly and happy, we can you can look for Logan and Lucille just on Google or Logan and Lucille Tucson, and then our Bandcamp, loganandlucille.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and that's a good place to stream it too if you can't get enough of it. You just want to play it all the time. Mm-hmm. You're always on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to go into our next set here. By Logan and Lucille. They've got their tour kickoff slash album release show on Saturday over at 191 Tool.
I wonder what it'd be like if I were to deep sea dive down to the bottom of the sea with the fish of unusual size and their twinkling lights. I would be far from scared if that octopus swam by, cause it's just dead star residue and so am I. But there are dangers, I've been told. Claustrophobia could settle in. This is, after all, the last unknown. I could lose sight of it all. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here. I wonder what it'd be like to be above the sky. High where souls shouldn't be, with the stars of unusual size and their twinkling lights. I would be far from scared if that asteroid zoomed by, cause it's just dead star residue and so am I. But there are dangers, I've been told. Claustrophobia could settle in. This is, after all, the vast unknown. I could lose sight of it all. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here. I wonder what it'd be like to fall in love with you. Hard to the silly game. It's such a shame you're the perfect size and have those twinkling eyes. I would be far from scared if you asked to hold me tonight, cause you're just dead star residue and so am I. But there are dangers, I've been told. Claustrophobia could settle in. This is, after all, the vast unknown. I could lose sight of it all. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here. What if I ran out of air? I guess I'll just stay here with you. You say okay with you.
Going forwards,
never weighed so much on my mind.
Running backwards,
here and there and across state lines.
Well, I'll put the van in drive. There's no turning back now.
home. I wanna be cool, I wanna be it, I wanna be taken out, I'm giving up on. I can barely lift a finger. And the smartest, and the strongest, and the bravest, and the greatest people can all be broken down by something so simple as home. And I just don't wanna break down. This summer's gonna be better than the last. Don't know where I'm going, but I'd rather get there fast. Maybe never getting there or anywhere at all. Don't know how to tell you, but I'm never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home. Going forwards, never weighed so much on my mind. Running circles here, there, and across state lines. Well, I'll put the van in drive. There's no turning back now. This summer's gonna be better than the last. I don't know where I'm going, but I'd rather get there fast than maybe never getting there or anywhere at all. I don't know how to tell you, but I'm never coming home. Never coming home. Never coming home.
Mom's listening. I think I'll probably come back from tour. But you never know.
Woo!
Trip talk. Do one more.
Oh, do another.
Yeah, do
Got
another.
Got it.
Yeah, sorry. No professional operation over here.
Let's do one of our new ones, and then we can talk about our album.
Perfect.
Look at that segue. We know radio. We don't leave dead air while we're tuning.
This song is...
Talk right over it.
The rare My Dog Has Fleas. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a good song. Cool. You know what's that?
I'm almost ready.
Almost ready.
I don't want to play
leave
out of tune.
Leave that dead air. Gonna go around collecting wealth. I'm gonna find a way to sell myself. When the clock strikes a deafening 12, I'll be alone at a cheap motel. I can't help who I am. I can't help who I am. I can't help who I am, or maybe I can. Gonna sing on two deaf ears, it's not like I've got something to say. You won't even put down your beer. Give me a hand at the end of the day. I can't help who I am. I can't help who I am. I can't help who I am. Maybe I can.
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 My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Logan and Lucille. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Woo!
Good.
Making it through.
Hey,
my voice is holding up for now.
Sounds good.
But if you need some of my water, you can just take it.
We can take a little water break. Someone can run out of the hall and grab some water, too. In any event, so we heard a new song there in the first half of the set. We were hearing some older stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about the new album, which will hopefully be here at the end of the week. People can pick it up on Saturday at the release show or down in Nogales on the 20th, right?
Nogales on the 15th. The 20th is when we leave 15th. For a tour.
Got it. Right.
El Paso. On the 20th. Cool.
Yeah.
I've been staring at the 60 dates I've been looking at. Yeah. Like, if you say, like, right now, when you're going to be in Pittsburgh, I'm like, June 28th. Like, I know every single one by heart.
Thanks, Walter.
Because it's been, like, 5 months I stare at these dates every day. It's just about a full-time job booking this tour.
Well, I mean, it has to be. I mean, 60 dates, is that the longest that you've been out on the road before?
Straight. Yeah. One time I was... I did 110 dates on tour over the course of a year, and that put me like a 40-date tour and like three 20-date tours that were kind of like a couple weeks apart.
Yeah.
So that year was definitely like the most ambitious overall. But this, as far as one single tour, it's going to be unlike anything I've done before tour-wise.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is that this is about as easy a setup as you can hit the road with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got to pack one guitar, one ukulele, and then
and that's definitely by design. Like, we weren't trying to add a drummer for this tour because we're gonna have no vehicle in Europe and just carry an instrument in one hand, our bag in the other hand, and then whatever else we can hold while we're just walking around taking trains and doing whatever, because we also don't know too many people there, so it's going to be a lot of just us on our own just walking around, so this that keeping it simple was by design for this, for sure.
Yeah. So the new album coming out this weekend, this was the first album that was a product of this collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. And tell me, you know, as we start to get into the set of hearing the newer songs, how long in the making was this batch of songs? Are these songs that you started writing a while back?
What about yours, Lucy? We'll start with the ones you primarily wrote.
I started probably at the beginning of the year. We knew we were going to be going on tour together, and we had been playing music together for about a year, year and a half or so, and we had talked about writing music together, and then we ended up kind of just writing these songs separately and hoping they meshed.
Yeah, we do everything backwards. Instead of booking a tour to support our album, we wrote an album to support our tour.
There you go.
So we booked our dates for Europe in October. Uh-huh. And well, we wanted to save money, and we wanted to make sure that we could commit to it and all that. And then... from that point, we're like, okay, today we're going to start writing an album. And we didn't start till like late January, planning on recording in April, releasing it in May, and going on tour later that month. So it was definitely backwards.
That makes it sound like the album's going to be bad. It's not going to be bad. Like, I'm pretty...
we're this is the first time we've ever recorded, I've ever recorded, that I grew less tired of the songs the more I listened to them.
That's good.
Because most of the time when you're in the studio, you hear your own voice over and over again on these songs, and you're like, oh, man, nobody's ever going to like these. Like, after you hear them, like, 100 times in a day.
Yeah.
But this album, because of what they were doing over at St. Cecilia, Robbie Williamson and Stephen Lee Tracy were helping us out.
Who were so great.
They were so good to us and so helpful, and they really made us sound better than we are. Which is amazing for us. We're just like, yes, that's what we want. We want the best version of us, and they really nailed it.
Was the process of recording something that also helped to hone your set for the road, just having to get the songs tight enough and run through them while you're tracking and have also that kind of objective party who's participating in the process by having Stephen and Robbie there to, you know, give feedback on the takes and all that? Was that something that's helped?
Yeah, it was really great. You know, there were definitely ideas that we'd had, and because, like I said, we had written the songs kind of separately, we'd come together and rehearse them together and bounced ideas off each other. But having somebody there to say, well, why don't we do this, and why don't we think about putting a harmony here, it was so helpful. But it's definitely going to be good to have done all that work beforehand, and also to have it to reference on the CD.
Sure.
Yeah, no, we really put the time in, and we're really happy with the result, so can't wait for people to hear it.
Excellent. So Saturday is the first opportunity here in the States, or Friday night if you're listening to us down in Nogales, or if you just want to drive down there.
Definitely. It's worth it. It really is.
So we're going to get into another set here, and we might have time to chat again after that. But before we do, one thing I wanted to at least touch on is that, Logan, you started booking again at 191 Tool, and you've been booking DIY shows for a really, really long time in Tucson. And this tour, I presume, will mostly be DIY shows.
That's it.
And as you said, you didn't even have a booking agent to do all the European stuff. So what is it about, especially when you're heading out on the road, you're playing in some places you've never been before, to people that you've never met. What does it mean to have booked those shows through your DIY, extended DIY universe? And how does that affect, you know, the attitude that you have going into those shows?
Well, I mean, I obviously have a bigger love for that type of thing. And when I go in and play those shows, it doesn't matter if there's only a few people there, because, like, I know what that's like as somebody booking a show or trying to help out somebody and it just didn't come together right and it just nobody shows up. So when I go to those shows that are kind of like subpar, I love it. It's great. It's fine. It's just, that's what it is. It's that's kind of the, you know, the flip side of it, where the other side is really amazing. You know, there's, you know, a ton of people, everybody's really supportive, and it's definitely a quality over quantity thing, because none of the shows are going to have like tons of people there. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we don't have the resources to hire a booking agent, and, you know, we obviously just chose not to, even after hearing that's what people did. But it makes us more connected to the shows, and specifically more connected to the people who go to those shows, which is what it's always been about for me. Because I could play a show to 10 people and have a much better time than playing a show to 100 people, depending on, you know, what those people are there for. If they're there for the sense of community and the feel of being part of something outside of themselves, then that's way better than, you know, 150 screaming people who are just there for their own selfish purposes or want to get drunk or whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
It's really, to me, all about the sense of community that you feel when you are working with other people and everybody has the same goal and nobody's profiting off of anything. It's just like everybody's getting by and having a really good time, and that's why they're there.
Yeah. So that's the spirit that you'll take on the road, and hopefully the road will treat you well. I'm confident that it will. But we're going to hear a few more songs, and then we'll probably have a chance to chat for a couple minutes after that as well.
It's Logan's birthday, and I brought a cake. And we're hoping if people are at home and they're listening, that maybe you eat some cake while we eat some cake.
So,
or
so
if you just have vegetables.
You have about 10
whatever.
Minutes.
Okay, perfect.
10 minutes at home. If you're driving, drive
to
right to the
cake.
Store. if you're at home, go ahead and get your stuff out. Bake a cake. 10 minutes, that's all you got. Or go run to the store. Perfect. Grab a cake, slice a cake from Fries. I've had them; they're good. They're fine. Don't worry about it.
Maybe go get a cake pop.
Yeah, go find a late night cake pop stop, and grab a cake and have birthday cake with me on my birthday. That's a cool thing. Birthday cake is only birthday cake when it's like at somebody's birthday.
Right.
So if you bought a cake right now, it wouldn't be birthday cake, except we're all experiencing this together.
Yeah.
So you can have a birthday cake right now, no matter where you are in the entire world, at this very moment. Well, 10 minutes from now. 10 minutes.
Perfect.
You got, run to the store, grab your cake.
Also, I have a present for you then, too.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay.
Cool. Lovely. All right. Cool. So you're listening to Logan and Lucille.
Go run and grab your own present for yourself as well. so I don't want you to feel left out. Here's one Lucy has been working on called Volatile Heart.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I fell in love with a feeling so new. It was on its own war. The way the wind blew made me take it for granted. Took me in and let you drive. Will you remember my scent on your clothes? Does my presence surround you even when I don't? If I come back tomorrow, but often destroys, and you've got it too. But we both learned and we both grew. You've seen the worst of my wreckage and blues, a vulnerable doubt, how I've been such a fool. You carried me still, and I often left you. Does my melody linger in your ear? I guess I haven't changed.
This next song is for all the old Tucson curmudgeons, because you know there's a lot of them out there. They're everywhere. What's the saying? Keep Tucson witty. I think that's it. Something like that. So this song I wrote for them because I'm right there with them. I liked the river before it had water. Before the trees grew on the sides, I liked it better before. When times were harder, when it was crusty and dusty and dry. I liked the sand between my toes. I liked the river before it flowed. I liked it better before, when the river was mine. I liked the city before it got cleaner. Before the streets became safe at night, I liked it better before, when it was darker, before they put up the lights outside. I liked the bands that were out of tune. I liked the drunks at the red.
it all before. When it was darker, four started singing the same old tune as everybody before, and everyone after, singing the same old blue-haired blues. And I'm a fool to think it lasts forever. I only know I should know better. I liked it better before, when it felt like it was mine. I liked it better before, when it felt like it was mine.
All right. Want to do one more right now?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do one.
Speaking of out of tune bands,
that's us.
Let me just real quick.
What is it? I heard a story about tuning once, and it was that you should never try to banter over your tuning because it's not gonna work. So I'm in tune now.
Yes.
Let Logan tune.
All right. Cool. Anybody with perfect pitch is just dying tonight.
I'm really
losing it.
I know a lot of people who are listening out there, maybe, and I hope y'all like it. This next song I wrote, I'm going to play now.
Sets on this desert town, the words won't seem to leave my mouth. I didn't know what to say, didn't expect this today. Late night. I just didn't know what to think of.
Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A with Logan and Lucille. Thanks again for coming out tonight, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Thanks for having
We're excited
us.
For being here, despite me losing my voice on my birthday.
You're doing great. And as you said, it is your birthday, and as promised during the last segment, we're going to celebrate your birthday here. So I hope everybody has their cake ready at home.
Yep, everybody should. I'm sure they do, Matt.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, we gave you at least 10 minutes to find the cake.
Yeah.
So you've got really no excuse at this point.
Yeah, you really should have a cake in your hand right
now. Have a cake in your hand.
A whole cake.
Yeah, we weren't talking about a slice. You get a full cake.
So
yeah.
Don't bite the cake yet, because I'm going to give Logan a present.
You get a present over the air. This
over
is really
air.
Exciting.
So
radio.
You'll have to describe it. It's pretty silly.
And for you... fans keeping track at home, the last time that there was a gift exchange on Locals Only was when Bradford Trojan was on and asked someone listening to come down to the station and bring him a gift.
We didn't do that.
Well, this is just
feel
as good.
Feel free to come down to the station, bring me a gift. We'll be here for another 15. So
yeah.
So it's covered. It is a map of the world, which is appropriate. Because we're going all over the world on our tour. That's the outside of the package.
Uh-huh.
Then there's some white tissue paper or the like. Oh, and then a really cool book that I wanted called The Sherlock Holmes Puzzle Collection. It's just like a bunch of puzzles, which is perfect for the road because last year we played a bunch of puzzles while we were on tour.
We actually made up a puzzle game while we were on the road last year.
That's great.
But now we don't have to work that hard.
Yeah, there you go.
So go on your Google and look up the Sherlock Holmes Puzzle Collection so you too can see exactly what I'm holding in my hands.
We're
right
not
now.
Sponsored by this.
This is
book.
Not an advertisement.
So audible.com had enough of it.
Yeah. So for the last 10 minutes, we're just going to go through one of the puzzles and see if we can solve it on the air,
just
right?
Lots of thinking.
We will not get off the air until we solve it.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming down tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Cool.
Woo.
Yeah.
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 And we've got time for a couple more songs,
mm-hmm.
But I want to remind everybody, Saturday over at 191 Tool is going to be the album release / tour kickoff show, and you can pick up a copy of the new album at that show. You can also go to the Diet Pop Records website. You can go to the Logan and Lucille Bandcamp. Lots of places to do
that. Yeah, I'll also plug that this will be the first time we'll have shirts.
Oh, cool.
We'll have
and
some
buttons.
Really cool buttons that mm-hmm. we made, like a 3-pack of a button set, really. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about the other merch we have, and I'll have all the Diet Pop Records stuff. You played Karima Walker earlier. I released mm-hmm. her album, Human Behavior's new album. I'll have there Diners from last year, some Dog Breath stuff. So a lot of really cool music of the Tucson and Southwest. So I'm really excited about that and getting that music on the road, too.
Perfect. Should everybody take a bite of their cake now? Is that what
yeah.
can we let
yes.
people
Let's
take
do
a bite
that.
Of their
yes.
cakes?
You can, I know
we
you've
are
been
eating it right here in the studio.
Yep.
It is delicious.
There you go. All right.
It's really
magic
good.
Of radio. Well, thanks to Logan and Lucille. We've got time for a couple more songs here. And thanks for listening to Locals Only. Enjoy Logan and Lucille.
Not to get stepped on, I met the feet of giants. Everyone else is standing on the shoulders, and I'm trying not to get stepped on. They all know what to do, they know where to go, they know what to say when it's time to go home. And I'm just sitting here looking up at them. I feel like a little king standing on my daddy's dress shoes. I feel like a little king standing on my daddy's dress shoes. I feel little kid standing on my daddy's dress shoes. His friend's wedding that I'll never see again. What a poor excuse for dancing. I shouldn't get so hung up on myself. I should know better. When I was 15, I wrote myself a letter. And 10 years later, I opened it. And I haven't changed a bit. I don't want to be that way. Everybody's going home at the end of the day. What do I do? Where do I go? You know I can't stand being alone. I can't stand being alone. I can't stand being alone. I feel like a little kid standing on my daddy's dress shoes. I feel like a little kid standing on my daddy's dress shoes. I feel like a little kid standing on my daddy's dress shoes. His friend's wedding that I'll never see again. What a poor excuse for dancing. I'm trying not to get stepped on. I'm at the feet of giants. Everyone else is standing on their shoulders. And I'm trying not to get stepped on. I'm at the feet of giants. And I'm trying not to get stepped on. I'm at the feet of giants. And I'm trying not to get stepped on. When will I ever grow up?
It's not.
not like I didn't know what I was getting myself into. A riptide, a hurricane, a flood. I was a storm chaser. Come what may, I love you. I'd fight the waves, be brave and build an ark. Thought if I fought for love, that Hollywood would prove me right. You turn around and say you needed me. But when I walked away, for the last time you let me go. Little did I know it would be the smartest thing. In hindsight, we didn't see eye to eye. One love, one true love. That's what they say you'll find. But baby, history can't be defied. One love would mean you left me high and dry. But I got love to give the rest of my life. You were a bullet, an eye strapped to vest on, instead of fleeting out of your way. But I couldn't catch you. No, I'm no Houdini, but I heard that was illusion anyway. And you tore right through. Like a statue I shattered, leaving pieces soared through on the ground. So I reassembled, and the pieces that wouldn't fit, I filled in with a new love for myself. But I got love to give the rest of my life. And maybe I was just a hopeless romantic, looking at you through rose-tinted glasses. Now I seem to have lost those lenses.
Thanks to Logan Green, Lucy Petty, Logan and Lucille. Saturday is the release show, Diet Pop Records. You can find the album there, and they're about to head off on a 60-day tour. So pretty much wherever you live in America or Europe, if you're listening, go to – is it Diet Pop Records for the tour dates?
Yeah, go to dietpoprecords.com. It'll be links to other stuff, or just search for Logan and Lucille.
On Facebook. Right. We're on Facebook too.
Sounds good. All right. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.